some curbside like tests of elephant days.
So when you get late preparing for mikvah, there are four things you have to do. There's iyun, there's chafifa, there's, the Gemara says they have to wash basically, basically you have to wash basically, and then there's the rest of the bias. Let's take each one at a time. Iyun, the Gemara says in Bava Kama that it's deraisa, that the deraisa you should have to be mayin on herself to make sure that there aren't any chatzitzas. The shaila is, we said last time, why is it going to be deraisa if the din rubei, in order for it to be chatzitza, so that's rubei makbid in order to be chatzitza. Niyut, hamakbid, roi veni makbid, all those are just going to be like zayi derabanan. So if the only way to have a chatzitza is it going to have a roi veni makbid. So the shaila is, if the only way to have this is going to be a Rav HaMakbid, with that cloud, if you have something Rav HaMakbid about it, with that cloud, you're going to know about it. And the shaila is, why is that Mechayev, Ian, there is. So you can say, Enichnami, most times you're going to know about it. It's a very small chance that a person won't know about it, but maybe you can have a small chance that a person won't know about a Rav HaMakbid. And if you still watch the Chacham Sadam, since you have a Cheskes Isser, the only way your Oikar Cheskes Isser is with, you have to have a Vibbilad, you have to know 100%. So even though it's Enchaim is very, very nice, you have to have a Ruiva Makbid that you can have, but still, the right, you have to check if that small possibility. And being that there is a small possibility such thing can happen, therefore, and the Cheskes Isser, you don't go out of it unless you have 100%. So therefore, maybe Kenzain, that could be the Mahalakwa.
The only pastor in Ruiva.
The only pastor in Ruiva. Another plan is to say she's the goyim that each chelik of it is considered a rave. So therefore, what? It's separate things. The body is the one area, the hair is another area. So maybe you can have a rave of makbid on your hair. That could happen. Right? Your hair's tangled or something can happen.
One here?
Like, rave of your hairs have a chitzitz on it. Right, like we said, they did not take showers every other day, every day in the olden days, or even every other day. They take once a week, once every 2 weeks. It's very different. They didn't have showers in the houses, and maybe there'd be a right over the air cab issues. What? Maybe there are air cab issues, maybe because of that. There are some shown like that. See, in Hampshire, there are some shown like that, so maybe that she's just going in. Yeah, only whatever. Maybe there's a side like that. Vinishvi, the Maisa, now. What is Iyun Mechayev at the end of the day? So how much you have to check? Let's say a lady checked Rav Avadi, and she didn't check Midah Rav Avadi. Is that considered she's Mechayev in Iyun or is not Mechayev in Iyun? Because Midah Reis, if you did Rav Avadi, it's hard to say that you were Mechayev in Iyun. In Midah Reis, only Rubei Makbid is going to be Chaisis. Is that it? 15
years?
Yeah. You want a little before? 12:10?
He says that the mice, if you miss a meter of your body, it's a promise, it's going to you. And you're not going to be able to eat. Malach Adav is in the Midor Banan. Then I ain't that Midar Bonan and Mir is going to be Chaitzitz. So therefore, Midar Bonan, that's a part of your earring you have to check all the way. And if you miss a chelik of the Bedika, then the Maisa, you're not going to be Yotzi Ian, and it's going to be Mach of the Etzim Tfila. But this leads to the Gevaldik Shiloh, which is something which we're going to have to deal with. Every single time a lady goes to the mikvah, and she finds a Mir Cheni Makav. So Mir Cheni Makav, the Lachiz, you don't have to go back to the mikvah. You know, Makbid, it's not considered a chatzitza. The chachilo, we try to get everything off. She's the shari dura, we try to get everything off the chachilo. But if you don't get it off, something which is not Makbid is not going to be a problem. And I say right things, I don't make a talk like that. But most times, a lot of times, the maisa, it's a miyachani Makbid, you have to be tarish akarika. A lot of times, it's going to be a miyachani Makbid. What the gzera, gather back, put it in the sun, the sugyos, it's not put it for now, I put it when you go to chasna, I put it in a regular day, fine, we'll discuss that. But your mother-in-law, you know what's the guy, Akpada. But Lamaisa, every single time that you found something which you're not makbid on, what happened to the Iyum? If you're checking, you should have found it. And should be concerned in the Ian.
What
do you say?
Yeah.
She found the thing and she said.
Take it off.
She found the thing, she passed it, that's not a problem. That's not so normal.
That's just. Well,
okay, that's okay. With that call, if they find something, they're going to take it off. What? Okay, that's the question. In other words, is it I forgot to check the area. I didn't come to Pesach. You forgot to check the area. Yeah, so 1 year we found every time you miss it, the chur should be a problem, it should be a problem, a concern. A concern in the Ian and something. So the Tyrus says and a Khanami, could be it is a problem, we're gonna have to discuss it.
Ian's
market. Finish. Go back.
No, but if
the
Ian, you're only your
friend
to do it and you can't see every place, then...
Okay, so it didn't matter. So the Tyrus says the Chayra every single time. What? Not clear as
the
rice there, but...
Why does it feel like
the Ian? They're Mechayiv Ian, so. Once they're Mechayiv Ian, so Ian is Ma'akiv. Whether the rice is the Rabbanan, they're Mechayiv that Ian is going to be Ma'akiv. Once Ian is Ma'akiv, so therefore, every time you're missing something, are we going to say it's a concern to Ian, or we're saying maybe you checked, and like we're saying, people are not machines, people miss things, therefore it's not concerned to Ian. Like, how long do you have to check?
So
make it say, no, what?
Missed the part.
Whatever, maybe I check, I didn't notice, didn't finish, maybe it's not definitely concerned to Ian, but something which is, maybe you say it's a good shot, we're just going to have to, you're going to have to do it. Fine. Now, in terms of how you do Ian, so Rosh Lund says that you're not going to have a mikvah lady, it's not going to be a day through somebody else. The story of the Dover is that the mikvah lady, so mikvah lady is a din in the Maisa Tvila to make sure that your hair went all the way in. It's not a din in that. So Ian, you're not going to have a ID somebody else, and you just do ID yourself. So how do you get to areas which you're not able to see? What does one do? So one possibility is they use them. That's one possibility. Doesn't sound like that from the stomach of the Davar. Not everyone has a mirror. Not every situation one has a mirror. Therefore, it doesn't sound like from the stomach of the Davar that's going to be chiyuv to use a mirror. The Taz says that the areas which you can't reach to, he says you could do a day mishmashiyat, a day filling it, and you fill each area to see whether there is a chitzitza there or not. What about the area which you can't feel? What? I don't know. How many of them in a shape? I was like trying to go like that. Can you demonstrate? Yeah, sure. Anyone try? You can get there? You get both sides?
Yeah. Can't get close.
You good?
I can't even get close to there.
What?
Yes.
Some people play some people
here. I don't know. Maybe I have to like, stretch a little bit. I don't know.
Contortion a little bit.
What did I say? No, I'm saying most people can do it there.
No.
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 Sano, so how do you do any of those places? Bianca, how do you do any of those places? Places you can't touch. Yeah.
Don't answer.
It doesn't sound like the stomach. I don't know. It doesn't say that there's a. I mean, the reason why you have to do a chitza is because there are areas which a person can't get to. So that's why there's a chitza to do a chitza. You have to wash everything off.
That's not chitza.
I'm saying if you can't wash anything, that's why one has to do a chitza because the system didn't do a chitza. The areas you can't get to, so how are you going to do Ian everywhere? Elamai, you have to do a chitza. But definitely, okay. Stomi is a dove. Definitely doesn't sound like that. Stomi is a dove. Doesn't sound like that. There's a chiyuv for chitza, and the shaila is how are you going to do Ian on the parts which you can't see. Let's see if there's a question for now. It's a good question, huh?
We're going in the deraisa of Ian. Ian is only me. It is only Ruba.
Okay, what about the Rabbanan?
Basically, you have chitza for that already. So, the Rabbanan was Chafifa, you have much more already.
So Chitza is making, didn't you make it now?
The Rabbanan, you have Chitza and
Smika. You have a Chiyuv, and then you have Kamina. It's a Mina. Yeah, there's a
Chiyuv. When did the turn of the Malacha Shorish?
Even a Chafifa is a Machlekes Vishayin, and whether, in terms of what's together, Chafifa, is Chafifa just on Chafifa Zeresh? Or Chafifa is going to be on the whole book. Is the Chafifa... Ramban says that as another Rishonim that Ezra is misakin to do chafifa in makom shesh, but main chanan you have to do all you have to wash all your hair. Why you have to? And other Rishonim takes me down Rashi, which says you have to do chafifa on the whole body. What's the reason why you have to do chafifa on the hair?
It's like the Ramban, the reason why he is, because being that the air is a place which is very shkecha. Chetzitza is very much to have shkecha, and chetzitza is, therefore, we don't want to be sitting on the ear, because maybe a person's going to miss it, and therefore, we have to do a chafifah. So, kids, we have a chafifah, is it chafifah dafka on the areas which have here, or is chafifah going to be on the areas which is going to be everywhere? The lesson Shulchan Aruch is, Mitzvah of Rosh Yafa B'Masrik, Tochach Kogufa V'Tishtab Ma'im Kamen. The Shechah Skam are placing to Kondis Ezra Enlai B'Chivish Seher. The Kondis are placing to that Ezra is Davka Chiv Seher. It's the Iker Dinnis, Chafifa is Davka doing the Seher Shavuot. So we have Ian Deraisa, which we spoke about. We have Chafifa, which the Skam are placing is Davka, you have to do the Seher. And when we say Seher, which Seher do you have to do? Is it Davka Seher, right? Or any area which has any area which has here, you're going to have a chiyuv to go ahead and do. The Lashon Ramban is Ishachavitz Komokim Seir Shabbat. Any area which has here, you have to go ahead and do it. Mashmoy Sadov is any area which has here, you have to go ahead and do it. And the Tachan Skriv is any muck which has here. So she says, what's with the eyebrows? It has here. It's not an area which it's you have knots and tangles and dirty and maybe a dirty yeah, maybe not. What do you say? You're saying is there a chiv or not? That's
if it's called
deal.
So, then it's called so.
It's not because you're allowed to do things. You have to do it or not. It's a part of the kind of says it. The Chalkas Adam says the Farish and the Kuf Chaf, even the eyebrows you have to do.
With a comb.
What do you say? You mean swing a comb. I swing a white the Chiv. The Chalkas Adam says you have to. Right? I ain't swing a comb. What? Chalkas Adam. Kuf Chaf. Al Beis is over there. You have to do comb like him. Say, you also have to do your hedge and your eyebrows.
What are those? Why your hands?
Okay, what's in terms of hands or with a comb? So Rashi says, Chafifah is b'masrik, Lashon Rashi b'ba kamva. Correct the place what do you need a masrik for? Misad Chafifah, what do you mean? You might need a masrik if I do a Chafifah, the reason you need a comb is Misad Adin Ian. How are you going to check your hair without using a comb? Other Rishonim say, the Ramban says that the Batsim, you could comb it, or you could use your hand, Yafa Yafa, Lashon Ramban, Torah brings down. Chafifah is comb a kesesh of a maim, so you can say, Oyme spesa b'dayim Yafa Yafa. Either you comb it or use pispis with your hand yafa yafa, that also would be considered that you're doing that's considered a thing chafifa. The lesson of the chinuch kafein hay was you should use a comb and pass it, like comb is better, but if not, you could use your hands. Because we have four, like use a comb if you have one, like good thing to do if you have one. Because we have four shitas, since we need a cone, Tesrit says, Misa Ion, Rashi sounds like it's chelik of a chafifa. The chinuch sounds like it's ideal in the chafifa, but it's not active. And the Ramban says that if you use your hands, you do it with your hands yafa yafa, then it's going to be okay. Yeah, it says, oh, either one. Sounds like either one is going to be fine, and it's going to be fine. Shach brings down the kachas of bar. Actually, not listed. Say Rosh Masrik. The minigas are used. Say Rosh Masrik. Shach say Shabbat. Mrs. Sabiyadi Yafi Yafi Yafi. The minigas they use a comb for your hair, and the other bodily hairs you don't have to use a comb. You do pisses. Because the shach paskes that you hear use a comb, and the rest you could just use your hands, and that's often how you're going to do it.
What about a brush?
Let's say somebody did not use a comb, the ma'isa, what's going to be the halacha? So if it brings like this, according to Israel, daf is makiv. And Rashi says, chaviv is with a comb, good chance to be makiv. And the chinuch Ramban definitely would not be makiv. So let's say somebody did not use a comb, what's going to be the halacha? So Siddur Tara says that a ma'isa, if he didn't use a comb and it was ma'isa, so then he's willing to be mako without a comb. And if it's Lansa and Bidiyabi didn't use a comb, then he says it's going to be Mutter. The Chalkas Adam is not so convinced. He says it's not clear. Tzarek it's not so clear once he wants to be sent up in Aramban even by Lansa. He says that whatever the divinity of the Tyre is not so much. If a divinity, he says, with Sarkin, whether he can even make it even with Lansa.
What if
you wear Lansa? Short. That's what the city Tyre talks about. If you want Lansa, you should go back. Yeah. Saying, he says the city Tyre wants to say Lansa, the Chakzad and Sarkin. Sarkin, whether you can make it even by Lansa. That's all in terms of with the Khafifa.
It's on here. That's if she doesn't know.
Yeah, and we do. Khafifa, the Chakasadim says, has to be, we have to comb it with wet hair. Doing Khafifa with dry hair is not a problem. If you just want to comb yourself and it's not going to be wet, it's not a Shin Khafifa. It only exists in Khafifa. If you do it with wet hair, then you comb yourself. Comb yourself when you're dry. The Chakasadim said it's not going to be considered a Khafifa. The third din is you have to wash, based on Shechi, based on Storm Shlabamayim. You have to go ahead and wash it. So we spoke at last time from the city Tyre declares the Dushing Mars will oil mill take base, so you have to start with the base start. You have to teach in your house. Somebody want to stell to the Mechdacha grade and Mechdacha is the oil mill take base. Just a Indian, a Satoy, a Chumas, that can be okay. Then the city Tyre still got the Cafe Clares. Over here, is it a Chiyav or just a Minog and that's something which is Mechadin? The city Tyre wants to save on Lushing the oil mill take base, that Mashmois is. Would be that it would not be a chiyuv, and just say inyan ba'alma, and it wouldn't be a chiyuv. The problem is the lashon of the mechaber is tzarech ladiach beishachy beisam shalavamayim. Mechaber says definitely not even it's true that's going to be chiyuv. Tzarech mechaber, you have to do it. It's something which one has to do, and it sounds like it's going to be a chiyuv. It's not just a satayva, and you have to go in and do it. So far it's like three chiyuvim. So we get iyon, which you have to do the body. So the chafifa, which the ikar din is the any makim here, comb on your hair, the rest of the body you can do pismas. There's beis hashechi and beis hastarim over there. You have to, there's a chiyuv to wash it off. How it's, you have to wash off. What about the rest of the body? So far we spoke about come out, but the rest of the body we have no makar for it being a chiyuv. We have iyon, we have washing your hair, we have the. Your legs and the rest of the body will come out that Batsum is no chiyuv. Like the Batsum said, that there's a minog, banogu, a minog Yisrael, that the loch of Lashon kol gof, and the Lashon Shachas. Constant place skins only chivis serum. Nogu lach, loch of Lashon kol gof. The minog is that we go ahead and we do chafifa on the rest of the gof. The Lashon of the chin of Kafayin here was that. It's like a very stack of minog, you don't do the minog, you're right to get Malkoisei al, you're right like to get al omid, like you put him on omid and you give it like Malkus, you know, for not doing the minog, you know, it's a stack of minog, it's not good by yourself, it's a stack of minog, and it's a good minog, and it's a minog, you have to go ahead and wash the rest of your body.
What about a bath?
Now, the gay bath also, there is. A minog also that we're not going to go out and take a bath, but if you have one about that one should take a bath, then you're going to go up a couple of situations where it's, for example, number one is Erev Shabbos. So the mikvah is most, in Meir Shalom the mikvah is open early Erev Shabbos, but in most places around the mikvahs are not open early, just, you know, there's no one, like the ladies are younger, or whatever it is, because they're not opening an hour, 2 hours before Shabbos, and help you. Know, that people can take baths. And in our neighborhoods, especially like in Romano Skull, so they don't allow the place that don't have baths. Why? Because it's more, whatever, from people have baths, five people don't. So if you're renting from a five person, or bought from a five person, they have a five person, they call not really baths. Okay. And the question is, do you have to go to Meir Shalom or Erev Shabbos to go ahead and take a bath in order to be Mekayim the minog of.
What?
So the mice, it's a minute, you know, if you're able to do it, you're able to do it. If you're not able to do it, then if you're able to do it, you're able to do it, not able to do it. Who are then, there's certain situations.
Where does minute start from?
I say, who are then, there's certain situations, somebody say somebody is pregnant and she sees in the first couple of months, so they say how water is not so good for, is not so good for the pregnancy, and therefore it's not so good to be in hot water, so therefore. Over there, also in that situation, also one could go ahead and take a shower. In terms of when you're washing yourself off What do you have to wash yourself often? You have to wash yourself in hot water or with cold water. The Chavis says that the chafifa b'makim seir leitiyah b'makim karam should be cold water. Why? Because it's savkin is a seir. It tangles the air. So Rashi said a different svar. Rashi says because all cold water doesn't clean it well, and the hair gets dovek to it. The Rambam says a lashon of it's misavich the seir. It tangles the hair. Could be the nafkamina is if you do hot and cold. If you set it up, does get the water off. I did cold, got it off. If the water that tangles this, then the mice is going to be a problem. So you shouldn't be with cold water at the bain kam. It shouldn't be cold, but you should use hot water. So Shaila is the two opposite sides. Don't use cold, use hot. What's the lack of pressure? Lukewarm. It's not hot, it's not cold.
What's
Kami Kham? Kami Kham is warmed up by the sun. That's nothing
to do with it. Hot.
What did I say?
Could be hot. Could be hot.
It could be very hot. Akapanim, the Chachmas Adam wants me to make a long place. The Chachmas Adam wants me to make a long place and say that you're not going to have Kami Kamim. Chevrolet brings down from the stomach of such bomb and brings down others, like Shik and others. Other places can want to say you use hat. A mice of Chachil Machmad that should be hat and it shouldn't be. The chila should be hot, and it shouldn't be poison. Let's have a situation where they don't have hot water. You don't have so much hot water. The dud is running out, or it's broken. You don't have so much hot water. So what should one do? What should you wash? What's the ikar din which needs hot water, and what should just come on? What just minute? So the hair is the makim arish. That's going to be the ikar din. So if you don't have, so just wash the hair, and the rest of the body should go ahead. Now that which we say cold water is a problem, Yishlachar, is cold water a problem with the situation? It's only when you wash it with cold water. Let's say you go to the mikveh in cold water. Is that going to make it that it's going to be a problem? For example, if you had a mikveh, went to mikveh, you found a chatzitza. Now, do you have to go ahead and do chafifa again? Because you put your head in cold water. What's the shayla shot? I went in for 1 second. Is that going to make it a problem? Well, we say that no. That lav dafka is going to be a problem. That's something you have to keep in mind as you go along in the sigil. In Hamshach HaSugya, we have to see whether is it a dafka going to the mikvah, or is it a dafka if you wash yourself, or then if you go ahead and do it. Now, the Pesach Shuvah discusses, a lot of times they just fake us, they don't know what they did. Did I do Ian? Did they do, use a comb? And they're not sure exactly what they do. And the question is, if they have a suffix, how are we going to misachis to the suffix in terms of being makabah? So the Pesach Shuvah says, Lady Buddha says that Ishim Circus Ayin Basuras a Klal. She has a Suffolk of a Klal, we did Ian or not. She says, if Suffolk Ian is going to be Suffolk Dereisa, Suffolk Dereisa Chumran is possibly going to have to go ahead and do Tefillah again. Let's say she's positive she did Ian Suffolk, whether she combed her hair or not. So he says, first he says, what should we say, Kipshuta? What should we say, Yeshua? Suffolk Dereisa Chumran. Suffolk Dereisa Chumran. You should go ahead and be Makal. So then he says, then no. It's not supposed to say Suffolk Dereisa Chumran. Two reasons why. Number one is the klal of Safik Darban Lakula. There's a famous gadol about this, why the Safik Darban Lakula is that always, or if you have a cheskes isser, maybe there's no Safik Darban Lakula. If you have a cheskes isser, and the reason why your tummy is a chazaka, so being that it's a chazaka, can say there is no Safik Darban Lakula, but makam that there's a cheskes isser. So time number one, why you can't say Safik Darban Lakula is because over here we have a cheskes isser. If you don't say cheskes isser. The second reason is that there's a kabbai, Shmuel Beitza says that a dovashish matirin, something which is a dovashish matirin, the lach is yonsi savdar banakul. Dovashish matirin is that something if you you have a suffix. So if you can't solve the suffix, the hatter, so then we say savdar banakul. Something which you could just make it even a hatter, so then we're not going to say savdar banakul. So here we have a problem. You don't know if you did or you didn't do it. So a very simple solution. Go back to the mikvah. So it's a dovish yeshal tirin, so it has a heter. If you have a suffer, which there is no heter, there's no way about it, and there's also a mutter, so then we can say suffer the bam lakul. But if the suffix as the oifen had to go ahead and be matter it, so b'chei gavin, we don't say suffer the bam lakulah, and therefore being that you're able to go ahead and do the mikvah, go back to the mikvah, therefore it's dovish yeshal tirin, therefore we don't say suffer the bam lakulah. Now the oifen is ma'ira, that is a famous slach, which says that dovish yeshal matirin, by Safik Darbanan, he says that's only in situations. Safik Darbanan is only that which the Dovish the Matirin is only something which is a one-time usage. have a shadow, whether this is Beitzah Shel Leviyantov. Like, eat it now, eat it later, whatever it is. Something which has something which is eating it now, eating it later, that's called Yesh HaMetira. Something which I can use it now, and I can use it later, I can use it again, that's not called Yesh HaMetira. Also, Yesh HaMetira actually says, why are you doing it with Isser? Way to do it with Heter. That's sort of something which I eat, or something which I use, something which I eat. Therefore, it's a one-time usage, either now or later. Something which is not a one-time usage, something which you use Keseder, like Muksa, the Tzach says. Like Muksa is something which I can use now, I can use later. You don't say, wait to use the Batik, I want to use it now. You know the famous case you mentioned, like somebody by mistake put a menorah on a chair, and then took it off after Benish Mashis, and they got it was like by Shabbat Brochus, and they got mixed in with all the chairs. So now one chair for sure is Muksa. So do you say, David Yishma Tiran, just wait till my Shabbos and use it? Or no, it doesn't help me wait my Shabbos, I need it today, I need it tomorrow. Look at Tzlach, that you don't say Dovish Yesh Matir in a situation where I want to use it now and use it later, it's not called Yesh Le Matir. So Shaila there is, why is it called Yesh Le Matir? What? So the answer is, fine, we're taking the hour to go to Mikvah. You know, the fact that a small amount, that's not called Chisaron, that's not called Chisaron, and therefore you would not say the Yisrael of Tzlach. The Tzach is a whole rate, it's not a lach, it's not a lach. Akabanim, the picture of Firzai, he said there's a different class, Sarkin, not that. Now, when you always do something, we assume you have your regilas and you always have preparation, and therefore we say, Minastam, you did what you were meant to do, and therefore we say, Minastam, you're Sarkin, not that. The picture brings down from the view of the Tzach. Therefore, he says, maybe there's a class that you always do what you normally do. Things you always do you normally do, therefore we can say, Minastam, comb yourself. So maybe Kabi Ian, you can say that. Last time I did Ian also. I always do Ian. So even Kabi Ian, I can say Svara. Dr. Pishas Shuvah, not so much to say that. Because, number one, Yesh Lechalik between Shach says maybe only say Sarkin Nakta on a small thing. It's always a big thing that I call myself. Like, how do you forget that? Sarkin Nakta is only on a small Maisa. We can say that maybe I forgot it. It's always a big Maisa, maybe I can't say it. Oid, definitely doing the Ian, Yesh Lechalik, Narbon and Daraisa. By Darbon is maybe we can say it, but by Daraisa. So we can't say it. And therefore, he's noted to say, even on Safak Darabanan, he's noted to say that, noted to say that you have to go back, because we're not going to say, we're not going to say, we're not going to say Safak Darabanan.